Good Monday evening, everyone. Jim Apel with a look at how the grain markets fare today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin?
The corn, soybeans, and wheat market all closed higher today, with the corn being up 5 to 6 cents and the soybeans up 18 to about 22 in the front month of January. And the wheat market was really the weakest of the three grain contracts today, but it was still higher. We were 3 to 4 higher in Kansas City wheat and about 4 to 5 higher in Chicago wheat. The explanation for the wheat being kind of the laggard today is a little bit of a change in forecast on a 6 to 10-day window. It looks like the southern plains all the way from around Abilene to Denver should get some rain here in the next 2 weeks at some point. Some people are calling from 1 to 2 inches, which would be greatly appreciated in the very dry southern wheat and the hard red winter wheat belt. So we're all looking forward to that, and that's kind of weighing on prices, though. Export report this morning was really pretty neutral. Corn came in about 7.2 million bushels. They were looking for 8 to 14. Soybeans came in just under 40 million bushels, and they were looking for 37 to 45, so that was within the expectations. And wheat came in about 13.36 million bushels, and they were looking for 9 to 15. So that was in the middle, as long as corn and soybeans were all in the middle. Tomorrow, we're looking for the index fund repositioning is supposed to start. And what they do is at the end of the year and the first of the year, they find out what positions worked or didn't work the year before and then readjust their overall fund composition based on that. And that's all supposed to start tomorrow. So it'll be interesting to see if they'll add to their long corn or soybean positions or take away from their short wheat positions. But that starts tomorrow, and it may be a trend-changing day for the whole ag complex.
Thanks, Justin. Turning to how the markets are opening this evening, on the Kansas City Board of Trade, March wheat is $8.10 and a quarter, up 2 3/4. May wheat is $8.18, up 1.5. July wheat, $8.23.5, up 1 3/4. On the Chicago Board, March wheat is at $7.52.25, up 1. May wheat, $7.62, up 1. July wheat is $7.69, up 1 1/4. Looking at the corn on the Chicago board, the March contract is 686.5, up 1. May is 685.25, up 0.5. And December is trading at 575, up 1/2. Soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade for January, 1409.75, down 1. The March contract is trading at 1389, that's up 0.5. November is 1283.75, down 1. That's a look at the opening grain markets on this Monday evening. For the OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Jim Apel.